Yeah. Is anybody who would like to introduce themselves? If not, I think have already have Prabhuji on the call. Welcome to Bhakti Sangha conference call. Today we are fortunate to have His Grace Pavadeshwar Prabhuji to enlighten us in the part four of the cosmic part of the Bhagavatam. I would like to hand over the call to Prabhuji. Prabhuji. Yes. Hare Krishna Prabhuji. Please accept my humble obeisances, Prabhuji.
Thank you.
Guru Sri Sri Prabhupada. Please, I would like to hand over the call to you, Prabhuji. Thank you.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chukshurumulitam Yena Tasme Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobishnam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Gadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavamsha Sri Rupam Sakrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Patan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakanvitamsha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashatya Deshatarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Prathayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gavakrutishe Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandho Jagatpate Rupesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpata Rupesya Kripa Sindhu Bevacha Atitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, welcome to all the devotees to our Bhagavad Cosmology presentations. So we are discussing from part 4, where we are trying to understand how day and night is happening, how the months and years are happening, how the moon changes its phases, and how the seasons are changing, and how eclipses are going to happen. So that is the overall discussion of this presentation. So yesterday we have seen the movements of sun and moon together along with the Kala Chakra. Though apparently they seem to be traveling together, but there is a difference in their speeds, which we can able to understand when we minutely observe them. We can see this here. In one round, the sun lags behind by 1 degree and moon lags behind by 13 degrees approximately. So with the help of this difference in their speeds, we can understand. So now what we are seeing is the planets are moving in clockwise direction along with the Kala Chakra. But later on in the upcoming simulations, we'll be only taking the stamps, the position of the respective planets as and when the time will come to the initial position. So after every round, we take one stamp. After every round, we take one stamp. And those positions of the planets after every one round of time will be showing them when we want to see the movement of the planets for a longer period, maybe 1 month or 2 months, 1 year, 3 years. Otherwise, for us to wait for 365 rounds, it will be too much time. So, in that way. So, as from our normal point of view, the Kala Chakra, Sun and Moon are moving in clockwise direction. But on the Kala Chakra, with respect to the Kala Chakra, the sun and moon will be moving slowly in the counterclockwise direction. So from now on, we'll be seeing only the counterclockwise movements of the planets only. So this is what we have seen yesterday. So how it happens over a period of 3 years, how we are going to have a Adhikamas, an additional lunar month, we have seen yesterday. So this is what we discussed yesterday, just for a brief recap. So for example, here is the beginning of a month, Chaitra Mas, in the year 2016, which starts somewhere in the March or April, something like that. So the Chaitra Mas, first Chaitra Mas starting here. So this is like Amavasya. On Amavasya, both moon and sun are together. Then over a period of 15 days, in 15 days, the sun goes from here to here. And the moon will go from here to all the way here. Because moon moves faster, at faster speed, sun moves at slower speed. Every day, the sun lags behind by 1 degree. 15 days, he lags behind by 15 degrees. And the moon lags behind by 13 degrees every day. So after 15 days, 13 times 15, it is 180 plus 15, something like 195 degrees, something like that. So it is like that, that much distance will go. Again, they are in the same line, but the moon is exactly opposite of the sun. So this condition is called as full moon day or Paurnami. So this is exactly in the middle of this Chaitra month. So on this particular day, in whichever nakshatra or to whichever nakshatra it is close by, the month gets its name. Since it is very close to Chitra Nakshatra, this month is called as Chaitra Mas. In the next year, so this is the next year, Chaitra Mas, exactly in the middle, sun is located in the middle, and the moon is here, and moon is passing through Chitra Nakshatra. So this month is called Chaitra Mas. And in the next year, so this is the next year, Chaitra Mas, exactly in the middle, sun is located. So moon is here, is located close to Chitra Nakshatra. So this month is called Chaitra Mas. So like that, the month is getting its name because of the position of the moon on the full moon day with respect to that nakshatra. So here is another example for Magha Mas. So for the Magha Mas, sun is here and moon is in Magha Nakshatra. And the next year, sun is here in the middle and the moon is in Magha Nakshatra. And in the next year, subsequent year, so sun is in the middle of the Magha Mas. And moon is in the Magha Nakshatra. So like that, we understand how the month is getting their respective names, etc. That was the principle. In addition to that, there is another logic also. For a lunar month to be called as a bona fide lunar month, there should be one solar transition, Sankranti. Sun should be moving from one zodiac sign to other zodiac sign. In whichever lunar month, there is no solar transition, that is called improper month or Adhikamas. So this particular month does not have any solar transition. Otherwise, you see any other solar month, for example, here to here, any other lunar month, here is a solar transition. This month, there is a solar transition here. This month, there is solar transition here. So everywhere, some solar transition is always there. But this one particular month does not see any solar transition. That's why this particular month will be known as improper month or Adhikamas. That also we discussed yesterday. So then we saw that how the moon phases are changing. So on the Amavasya, since moon is exactly in front of the sun, so we see this part of the moon and this part of the moon is bright. So that day we don't see any bright portion of the moon. But maybe 1 or 2 days later, we'll see some portion of the moon bright. And that bright portion gradually increasing. It becomes half within 7 to 8 days. Then it becomes full after 15 days and then gradually reduces in the remaining 15 days. Like that, over a period of 1 month, we get to see the moon full dark to the full bright, again back to the full dark. So this is what happens over a period of 1 month because of the relative position of the sun, moon with respect to the sun. So this is our normal mathematical understanding. But there are two philosophical understandings for this. Yesterday we briefly saw that. So one is, since the moon is passing through 1-1 nakshatra 1-1 day, since he is supposed to be equally disposed with his 27 wives, but sometime at some point of time in the past, he became so much attracted to Rohini. So other daughters complained to their father Daksha. Daksha cursed him to lose his brightness, become dark. So eventually moon came and begged forgiveness. Daksha said that, please go and please Lord Shiva. So with the blessings of Lord Shiva, you can regain your brightness. So moon went to Somnath, worshipped Somnath in Prabhas. And then eventually sun god made an arrangement that 15 days he gradually increases his brightness, other 15 days gradually reduces his brightness. So as an effect of Daksha's curse, his brightness is reducing during waning phase. And as an effect of Lord Shiva's blessings, his brightness is increasing through the waning, waxing phase, Shukla Paksha. So something like that. And other reason is, so whatever water is evaporated by sun, all that first goes to moon. The moon will extract the essence and convert that essence into somarasa. As the amount of somarasa getting accumulated on the surface of the moon becomes brighter and brighter starting from the new moon day. So when the entire surface is filled with the nectar, when the full moon becomes white, then the moon god invites all the devatas to drink the nectar. So all the devatas will come and start drinking the nectar, and every day the amount of nectar on the surface of the moon gradually reduces. Thus, the brightness of the moon gradually reduces. So they drink the nectar all the way up to 14 and a half days, and the remaining part of the day, the Pitrus are allowed to drink the nectar. So on the Amavasya day, in the second half, the Pitrus get to drink the nectar. Somaras, basically. And that is the reason we were recommended to offer Shraddha to our forefathers, especially on the noontime of Amavasya, because that is their lunchtime from that point of view. So this is mentioned in the Linga Purana. Linga Purana 3.8.33 says that when the moon is filled with nectar, somarasa, for 15 days during the bright fortnight, during the Shukla Paksha, as gradually gets accumulated more and more, when it becomes full on the full moon day, 33,333,000 devatas gradually drink it for 15 days, and the Pitrus will drink the remaining nectar on the 15th day. So these details are mentioned in the Linga Purana. So Samvruta Ardha Masena Amrutam Surya Tejasa Panar Tamrutam Somam Paurnamasyam Upasate. Till Paurnami, the nectar is getting accumulated on the surface of the moon. Eka Ratri Sura Sarve Pitribhi Sat Vrishibhim Sada Saha Somasya Krishna Pakshado Bhaskaras Bhaskarabi Mukasacha Prakshyamte Pravakshantam Priyamana Kalamrutam. Basically, starting from full moon day all the way up to Amavasya, as the days increases, as the days pass by, the nectar is being accepted by the devatas. How many devatas? Traitimshas Chaiva Tatimshas Tataivacha Traitimshas Sahasrani Devam Soma Pibantivai. So this many devatas come together to the moon and they drink nectar. 33,333,000 devatas gradually drink that nectar, somarasa, for the next 15 days, starting from the day after full moon day all the way up to new moon day. So in that way. But on the Amavasya, the remaining nectar will be given to the Pitrus. So they drink on the Amavasya day. That is the whole thing. So these are the different reasons why we see the moon gradually increasing and gradually decreasing. Not only simply a physical phenomena, but there are so many Shastric references for that. And so many Shastric reasons for that. So, till now we saw that how the sun and moon are revolving around pole star, are revolving around earth globe. As a result of that, we have the formation of day and night, The combination of number of days leads into the weeks, months, years, etc., etc. So now we'll try to see the movement of other planets. So we have Venus, Mercury, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Saptarishis, then Heaven, all are moving around Dhruvaloka. So about them, we will briefly discuss now. So this is how they are all connected to Dhruvaloka, and they'll be moving around in the clockwise direction. So here is a brief summary of what is being said in the 22nd chapter. At what speed they are all moving around pole star? So we have seen that Sun approximately is lying behind a Kalachakra by 1 degree every day. So lying behind by 1 degree every day. If they are allowed to go like that, over 30.5 days, he will cover one zodiac sign. Over 365 days, the Sun will cover the entire zodiac wheel. So complete all zodiac signs. So it will be 365 days for the Sun. And Moon is lying behind by 13 degrees every day. If the Moon is allowed to go like that, over 2.25 days, the Moon covers one zodiac sign. And over 27 days, 27.3 actually, he covers the 12 zodiac signs. And similar to Sun, both Venus and Mercury also, they are lying behind by 1 degree every day. They will take 1 month to cover one zodiac sign and 1 year to cover the entire zodiac wheel. And Mars is lying behind by 2/3 degree every day, 0.6767 degrees. Whereas Sun is lying behind by 1 degree, he is lying behind by 2/3 degree. So he will take 45 days to cover one zodiac sign, 1.5 years or 540 days to cover the entire zodiac wheel, the 12 zodiac signs. So a little slower, so it will take more time. Whereas Guru will be lying behind by 1/12 per day. So for him to cover one zodiac sign, which is equal to 30 degrees, he will take 360 days or 1 year, which is approximately 1 year. Because per 1 day he is lying behind 12th degree. So in order to cover 30, so 30 divided by 12, so that is 30 into 12, that will be 360 days. He will take 360 days to cover one zodiac sign, and he will take 4320 days or 12 years to cover the 12. So one zodiac sign, 1 year, 12 zodiac. He will cover 1/30th per day. So in order to cover one zodiac sign, it will be 30, which is equal to 5 years, or 30 years to cover the 30 zodiac signs. So he moves very, very, very slowly. So basically, when the time wheel is moving around, time wheel completes one round, and Shani also will complete almost one round, but he will be lying behind by 1/30th degree. That means 360 minus 1/30th degree.
Hare Krishna Prabhu, we cannot hear you if you are speaking. Is it just me, Mataji, or everybody?
No, Mataji, I think Prabhuji's video is frozen, so yeah.
Hare Krishna, able to hear me now?
Yes, Prabhu, we can hear you, Prabhu. Thank you.
So Rahu will take 1.5 year to cover one zodiac sign, and he will take 118 years to cover the 12 zodiac signs. So this is a simple table which gives at what speed they will be moving with reference to Sun. So now we are going to see an animation in which we actually see their particular movements. So this is a Shishumara planetary systems. as it is shown in this picture. In Bhagavatam, we read, as Prabhupada says, that Shishumara appears to be like a dolphin. But with the Madhva scholars, they say that the Shishumara appears to be like a scorpion. For example, here we have sun. And sun's chariot is connected to pole star through a rope of wind. And it is connected to Shishumara through the axle. We discussed about the chariot's axle, wheel, and all the other things very nicely in the previous sessions. So like that, every graha is a chariot according to Vayu Purana. Just like sun is a chariot, all other grahas are also chariots. And sun's chariot has got 7 horses, and other chariots will be having 2 horses, 4 horses, 8 horses, 10 horses, like that. So their different details are mentioned in the Vayu Purana. So here is the simulation. The upper portion is the front top view, and the bottom portion will be the front view. So we'll go through the simulation, and afterwards we will discuss. We'll try to understand if some devotees have some clarifications. So now, on a normal day, so here we see, this is the Earth globe. Here is India, here is America, etc. Here we have, this is Sapta Rishis. This is pole star is above here, and here the Earth globe, this is the front view. Pole star is here. Sapta Rishis are here. Sapta Rishis are here. And we have sun here. The sun is here. And we have moon. The moon is here. And we have Mercury and Venus. Since they are moving the same speed as that of sun, I kept them the same orbit of that of sun. So Mercury is here. And Venus, the yellow one, Venus is here. And then we have Mars. The red one is Mars. And Jupiter is the green one. The Jupiter is here. And this is Saturn. Saturn is here. So Saturn is here. And then we have Rahu here. And Ketu here. Whose orbits are inside the orbit of Moon. So I have shown circle for the Moon's orbit. And circle for Sun's orbit. And 27 nakshatra I have shown outside. Because there are 27 names. If they are kept inside, we will not be able to read them. So kept them outside. So now, on a normal day, all of them start together and they go in a circular fashion. In a normal day, they all move together. They all move together. We don't see them, how they are getting delayed so much. Only moon we may pursue. That I mean, in the case of remaining planets, we will not be able to pursue. So this is one round. Like one day, in one day, as time wheel completes one round, sun also goes around and comes back. So if you see, sun is lying behind by 1 degree. And Mars will be lying behind by 2/3 degree or 0.6 degrees. And Jupiter will be 1/12 degree. And Saturn will be 1/30 degree, which we can't understand so much. But only moon we can see. 13 degrees, which can be seen clearly, which can be clearly understood. So now, like that, if they are allowed round after round, after every round, whatever will be their position, that is what we are capturing and will be showing in the future part of the simulation. Because for us to wait for every round, it will take a lot of time. So after this round, the position of the planets will be like this. After one more round, the moon will go here, the sun will go here, and Mars will go a little bit above, Jupiter a little bit above. So that only we will be seeing now. So now, I am going to select 1 month, about 30 days. In 30 days, what will be the relative motion? So you see, the moon is going around, it makes one round. Sun is gradually going up, along with Sun, Venus and Mercury going. Mars is simply following it. And Jupiter, little bit movement we can see. Saturn, we can't see much movement only. And if you see Rahu and Ketu, they'll be going ahead of the Kala Chakra. Our other planets are going behind. But Rahu and Ketu will be going backward. So now I am going to select 1 year. Of course, 1 more month. So here is 1 more month. And these are also slowly following. And Rahu and Ketu, if you observe, they are actually going ahead of Kala Chakra. This is 2 months. Now 1 more month. So sun will be going from Mithuna to Karka. And moon will make one complete round and comes in front of sun. In the meantime, Rahu or Mars, in the meantime, Mars came here, Jupiter came here, Saturn little bit ahead, little bit, and Rahu and Ketu, they went little bit ahead. Saptarishis are almost there, the initial position. Now I am going to select 1 year. I'll be selecting sun, that is like equal to 1 year. So in 1 year, what happens? So moon is going very fast, makes 13 rounds, but sun is going after that. And Rahu is slowly following. Jupiter also slowly following. And Saturn is very slow. Rahu Ketu, you see, very fast. So this is 1 year. In 1 year, as sun made one complete round, moon had made 13 rounds, also 1/3 round extra. So in the meantime, Mars went here. 2/3 year he completed. And Jupiter covered one zodiac sign. From here to here, he went one zodiac sign. And Saturn, he went this much distance. And Rahu and Ketu, they went ahead of starting point of the zodiac wheel, because they go in the opposite direction. So now we'll select Mars. So one complete revolution of Mars. So by the time Mars completes one round, the sun had made 1.5 round. It is 1.5 year. Jupiter covered 1.5 zodiac signs. Saturn, almost 2/3 zodiac sign covered. So now I select Jupiter. 12 years. In 12 years, sun will complete 12 rounds. And Mars will complete almost 8 rounds and Jupiter will complete 1 round. So we can see sun is moving very fast. So Jupiter had made one round. In the meantime, Sun had done 12 rounds. And we can see one thing, Saturn. Saturn covered almost little more than 1/3. So now Saturn. Saturn will take 30 years to cover the entire zodiac plane. So in the meantime, Jupiter will cover 2.5 times. 12 plus 12 plus 6. 2.5 rounds he will cover. Otherwise, remaining all will be moving very faster. So, 2 rounds completed for Jupiter. So, now Saturn made 1 round. In the meantime, Jupiter made 2.5 rounds. One complete round, one more complete round, and other half round. So, like that, one after the other, these planets will take that much amount of time. Now, I will be taking Rahu and Ketu. As all these are going backward, Rahu and Ketu goes ahead. Office class chalu. Udhar se le. Okay, clear. Kitna ek? Office aayega. Class chalu. Udhar se le. Samne se le. So this is how one after the other the planets travel around pole star above, Bharatakhanda below, and they complete on a daily basis. They move in the clockwise direction, but with respect to Kala Chakra, apparently they also move in the counterclockwise direction. So whatever time it is required for each and every individual planet to cover the entire zodiac wheel, that time is being indicated here in the previous chart and the simulation we saw. And these movements are considered by the astrologers to understand, to calculate the position of the planets at any given point of time and to find out the effects of those planets upon all of us. Such as astrological predictions, etc. They are all done with that. And with the movement of all these planets, our calendar also has been made. So it is like that. So in Vedic literatures, they already said that, okay, these planets will move this so and so speed. They at some point of time, they will be moving at faster speed. At other time, they will be moving at slower speed. Based on the information, our Panchanga has been calculated. Over many centuries, the modern scientists have observed the speeds of the planets. So based on the speeds of the planets, they have given a programming. And with that, our astronomical calculations are made by NASA and modern scientific communities. So based on the observation they make, and based on the data given in the Vedic literatures, our Vedic Panchanga has been made. This is the difference between those two. So this is about how all these planets are moving around moving around pole star, passing through all the different zodiac signs. So till now, if there are any clarifications, we will take some questions, because in the future the topic will be a little different. That's the reason.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji.
Yes, Prabhu.
So Prabhuji, like yesterday we discussed, so I have one question on that. So
yes,
the tithis, as per our Vedic calendar, they are not of same duration. Like sometimes we see that tithis are like for few hours only, and sometimes one tithi goes to multiple days. So how is that, Prabhuji?
Okay, I'll tell you. You just see the simulation.
Yeah.
So now in a normal day, the sun and moon are moving together, like around Kalachakra. Along with the Kalachakra, they are moving around the pole star or Bhratakanda. So now the angle is between the sun and moon is varying.
Mm-hmm.
Are you able to see the angle between sun and moon?
Yes.
As and when, sorry. As and when the angle between sun and moon, this is the sun position is here and the moon position here.
Right.
As and when the sun, that angle difference between sun and moon increases by 12,
mm-hmm.
the tithi changes. So
okay.
In the starting point, the angle between sun and moon was zero. Here both are the same line, the angle is zero.
Mm-hmm.
After one day, approximately, after a day, we see the angle between sun and moon is around 12 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
So when the angle between sun and moon is between 0 and 12, that is called Pratipad, first tithi.
Mm-hmm.
And when the angle is 12 to 24, or 12.001 to 24.000, that is called Dvitiya. Pratipad, Dvitiya. Then 24 to 36, Tritiya. 36 mm-hmm. to 48, Chaturthi. 48 to 60, Panchami. So like that, so with the increment of 12 degrees, the tithi changes. The
okay.
increment can happen at any point of time. We don't know. So sometimes, for the increment to happen, it may take 24 hours and 10 minutes. So in that case, we may see the same tithi on 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
Today also same tithi and tomorrow also same tithi. So generally, according to the traditional Vedic calendar, there are two ways to consider the tithi. They say that during the time of sunrise, whichever tithi is there, that is the tithi for the same day, for that day.
Mm-hmm.
Tithi might have started in the midnight only, we don't know. When it started, we don't know. But at 6 a.m. when there is sunrise, whatever the tithi at that particular place, that will be the tithi for that place, for that entire day.
Mm-hmm.
And the tithi might end at 7 o'clock only sometimes. But since at 6 a.m. it is that tithi, so that is considered for that day. And some other calendars, they say that whichever tithi is there for the most part of the day, that means whichever tithi started before 12 noon, so that will be the tithi for that day. So some Panchanga writers will consider like that. Others consider during sunrise whichever tithi is there. But according to our Vaishnava calendar preparers, they say that during Brahma Muhurta, around 4:30 to 5:20, something like that is Brahma Muhurta time, whichever tithi is there during this time, that will be our tithi. That's why sometimes our Ekadashis and our Janmashtamis will come one day later.
Mm.
For example, if the tithi started around 5:30 a.m., 6 o'clock, 6 a.m. during sunrise, the Tithi is Ashtami.
Mm.
Because the Ashtami started at 5:30 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
But at 4:30 to 5:20, Tithi was Saptami.
Mm.
So we celebrate Janmashtami on the next day.
Mm.
But outsiders will celebrate Janmashtami on the and one day before our mm. Janmashtami.
Mm.
So these are different considerations. So different people will have different considerations. So like that, the Tithi is being said. Sometimes okay. you don't see any Tithi only. The Tithi might have started at 6:15 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
At 6 a.m., the Tithi was Dashami. And 6:15 Ekadashi started. And the next day, at 5:45 only the Ekadashi ended.
Mm.
And 5:45 Dwadashi started. In the calendar, if you see, the previous day it was Dashami. And the next day will be Dwadashi.
Right.
The Ekadashi Tithi you not seen only in the calendar.
Mm.
So, all these things depend upon the change of the angle of the sun and moon.
Okay.
So, okay, it is like so, that.
Okay. So, that way, like, that's why, like, we see the difference based on the location also, mm. like, the different cities, because the angle from the different city will be different.
Yes.
Right? Okay. Okay.
No. Angle from anywhere, it will be same only. Because these are moving in the outer space, the mm-hmm. angle varies at the same time. It won't change for people. For example, now, what is the Tithi today?
Saptami.
Calendar.
Today is Saptami.
Yeah. So, for example, I would say that Saptami is there today. And how to say exactly? So, if for India, Saptami had ended around morning 10 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
Since during Brahma Muhurta it was Saptami. So, in India, it is Saptami for the entire day. At oh. morning 10 a.m. only Saptami ended. But mm-hmm. For you, it will be night 11 or 12. So for
it's
you,
1:40, Prabhuji, it is 1:40. It is showing here. 1:40, it will end in the afternoon.
Okay, I mean, I'm just giving an example. Not exactly. I'm not able to say exactly.
Yeah.
So, April, March 24 for us it is Saptami because early morning during Brahma Muhurta is Saptami Tithi. But mm-hmm. for you, March 24 will start after 12 hours.
Right.
So that time it is Ashtami.
Mm.
Yeah, Tithi changed at 10:30 a.m. according to IST.
Mm-hmm.
So the whatever time stamp for you at that time only the Tithi changed.
Mm.
So for you Tithi will be according to your Brahma Muhurta or according to your sunrise time.
Okay.
It is like
got that. It. Yeah, got it.
The change of Tithi will be same instant for the entire mm-hmm. world.
Yeah.
It won't change.
Mm-hmm.
But whatever Tithi will last for almost 24 hours.
Mm.
Little less than 24 hours. So, whichever Tithi is there at your Brahma Muhurta time, at your sunrise time, that will be Tithi for you that day.
Okay.
So, it is.
Yeah, clear. Now it's clear. Yeah, thank you, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji.
Please.
From this all the grahas movement, we see on the earth globe, moon and sun are having significant impact, right, Prabhu? And we don't see much impact of the other grahas.
No, other grahas also have impact. How come you are talking about sunlight and moonlight?
Yeah, from that perspective and all the, you know, Tithi's calculation, you know, everything is based on them, both of them, right?
Yes, that is true.
Okay. And one more question, Prabhu. Have you already covered the seasons part, Prabhu, or you are ready to cover?
No. We are going to cover maybe in one of the future class. Today will not be able to come to that point, but we'll be covering in the future class. Definitely.
Yeah, thank you very much, Prabhu. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
So Prabhuji, I have one more question. Look, like for astrologer for Saturn, they say like there is a significance of 7.5 years. Like
I'll discuss about it.
Okay.
Anyway, since you have asked that question, so kindly, if you remember in the previous chart, so we have mentioned that Saturn will take 2.5 years to cover one zodiac sign. To cover all the 12 zodiac signs, he will take 30 years. So now, let us briefly see how Saturn is moving. So now I am selecting Saturn. Saturn is here.
Hmm.
If you see in the top, number of years is mentioned. So now Saturn is somewhere Karka, is entering Karka. Now we entered Simha. The 2.5 years already passed.
Right.
So yesterday I mentioned that I have born in my Makara Rashi.
Mm-hmm.
So where is Makara? Makara somewhere here, wherever it is. So Mesha is here. So Makara is here.
Mm.
So I'll come there. Now, sorry. So I don't remember where exactly. So this is the Saturn one. Sorry, light is gone. So basically, the Saturn will take 2.5 years to move from one Jodakshan to the other Jodakshan. For mine is Makara, when Saturn enters into Dhanu, Saturn starts influencing upon me. Whoever is born in the Makara Rashi, they get influenced as soon as the Saturn enters into the previous Rashi. So Saturn will take 2.5 years to pass through Dhanu. So as soon as he enters into Dhanu, the effect of Saturn will start on me. So the effect gradually increases. By the time it touches Makara, it comes to the maximum point. Then as Saturn is traveling in Makara, its effect will be maximum all the way up till here. So when he starts entering into Kumbha and as he travels in the Kumbha, his effect starts reducing. It gradually reduces. Again, it becomes zero. So in 2.5 years as he's traveling in Dhanu, his effect will start gradually increase upon me. Gradually increase slowly. As he's traveling in Makara Rashi, it's really constant. It's peak. As he travels in the next subsequent Rashi, gradually reduces 100 to 0. So 2.5 years here, gradually increasing, 2.5 years peak, and 2.5 years gradually reducing.
So
7.5 years he will influence up on us. He will influence us. That is called as Sade Sati.
Right.
7.5 years influence.
Right. Okay. Thank you, Prabhuji. Very clear. Thank you.
So any other devotees? There are some questions in the chat box also.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam, all glories to Guru Maharaj.
Hare Krishna.
Prabhu, you said that the sun travels like in every Rashi.
In one month.
And there is a Sankranti. Then why Makar Sankranti is so special if there is Sankranti every month?
Makar Sankranti is so special because as sun enters into Makar Rashi, Uttarayana begins. Uttarayana is considered to be very auspicious according to Vedic calculations. So you can understand from Bhagavad Gita chapter 8. Shanmasa Uttarayana. Agnir Jyoti Aha Shukla. Shanmasa Uttarayana. Ya Prayate Sagachanti. So those people who leave their body during daytime in the presence of fire, during a bright fortnight and during 6 months of Uttarayana time period, they will attend Brahman and they will never return. The Jnanis and Yogis, in order to leave their body, they select Uttarayana time period so that they can, as sun is going towards north, they can also go towards north and eventually attain Brahman. Even Bhishma also waited till Uttarayana began in order to leave his body. So Uttarayana is considered to be the auspicious time. So the beginning of Uttarayana is Makar Sankranti. So that is celebrated as a great festival.
So Uttarayana means the sun travels northern hemisphere.
Towards north. That we will discuss maybe today or sometime later. What do you mean by traveling towards north, etc. We'll discuss that.
And Prabhu, what is the connection of the sun with the all these nakshatras, the wives of the moon? He is not there in their orbit.
No, he is not there in their orbit. But Sun is also passing through all the nakshatras also, no? So basically, I have shown one image in the past previous discussions. There was one image how these nakshatras and rashis appear. Yeah, it is like this. So from the earth, all of us are situated on the surface of the earth. So when you see into the sky, all these rashis will be seen by us like this. So the Scorpio or Vrishika Rashi will be seen by us like a scorpion. And Karkataka will be seen by us like a crab. Simha Rashi will be seen by us like a lion, something like that. So basically, as you see in the night time, when from India, when I see upward, I will see Makara Rashi here. Simha Rashi will be like a lion above. And little above that, we have the 27 nakshatras also. The 27 nakshatras will be seen. So when Sun is situated here, we see Sun in the Makara Rashi as well as in some nakshatra. So that's how we say that as and when wherever they are, they will be in the in part one Rashi as well as in nakshatra. So that is what. They are passing through them. Because zodiac wheel consisting of both nakshatras and Rashis, that's why we have to consider them also. As you see in this picture. So all both of them are there. So we have 12 Rashis as well as 27 nakshatras. When Sun is here, so now Sun is passing in the Mesha Rashi as well as passing in the Ashwin Nakshatra. So it's like that.
So can you please explain again how many days the Sun is there in one nakshatra?
Around 13 days.
13 days, okay.
13 days.
And in one three, Rashi is one for one month.
One Rashi will be 30.5 days, one nakshatra around 13 days because we have 27 nakshatras. Sun will pass through 27 nakshatras in 1 year. 365 days divided by 27 nakshatras. We will get 13 days per nakshatra approximately. So in our Telugu language, we call it as Karti. The time duration in which the sun travels in each and every nakshatra, that is called as one Karti. So in your respective vernacular language, what it is called, I don't know. So it is like that.
Okay.
So when sun is passing through Ashwini Nakshatra, it is called Ashwini Karti. When it is passing through Bharani Nakshatra, it is called Bharani Karti. When it is passing through Kritika Nakshatra, it is called Kritika Karti. When it is passing through Rohini Nakshatra, it is called as Rohini Karti. So, I mean, even in villages, they say that, for example, now Rohini Nakshatra is going on, they say that in the Rohini Nakshatra, the summer will be very heavy. It will be as good as burning rocks. So something like that. And Rukashira Nakshatra, they expect the beginning, the some rains they start expecting. So they celebrate in Mrugashira Nakshatra also because some rains are expected, etc., etc. And there is Ardra Nakshatra, Punarvasu Nakshatra, Pushya Nakshatra and Ashlesha Nakshatra. So in Pushya Nakshatra, they generally expect a good amount of rains, heavy rains with thunderstorms, etc., etc. So something like that. So different things are there with respect to all these nakshatras, etc.
Thank you, bro. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. So in the chat box, some questions are there. We'll just read through. So sun and moon travel at variable speeds, not constant speed. Yes. So there are some variable speeds also about which we are not discussing. At least for our presentation, we are just assuming that they are moving at constant speeds. For variable speeds, we need to refer to Surya Siddhanta. There they actually give exact how they are actually where. They have some acceleration and deceleration also. When it happens and all, we are not discussing here in the Bhagavatam. Is there any special significance of these particular grahas? How do they influence our lives? Are there other grahas where other devatas reside? Within our universe, we only have 9 grahas and they have special influence upon us. So how do they influence, what influence they have upon us? We don't discuss now in our presentation. You can approach any astrologer, they will tell us. what kind of influence the grahas will have upon us. Especially people are afraid of the influence of Shani. People are afraid of the influence of Mars. The Mars influence will be seen in terms of the marriage arrangements. It is called as Mangalik. So Mars dosha is called as Mangalik, or is also called as Kuja graha. It is called Kuja dosha. So parents are always worried whether if their children have that Mangalik dosha. So because a Mangalik dosha girl should be married to a Mangalik dosha boy only. If they are married to somebody else, so it is generally believed that the marriage does not last long. Some problem will come in their marriage life, something like that. It is believed. And the parents are worried if their children have Mangalik dosha, something like that. The influence is there, certainly. So how, what kind of influence is there? I don't know. We need to approach an astrologer. So,
Prabhuji,
yes?
Kala Chakra, is there a Devata who is responsible for the Kala Chakra?
Kala Chakra himself is nothing but Lord Vishnu himself.
Okay.
Lord Vishnu himself expanded the Kala Chakra, and is through Kala Chakra is maintaining the entire universe.
Thank you.
So here is one question. What is the difference between Pitrus and Devatas? Are Pitrus are also Devatas? Please clarify from Krishna Bhakti standpoint as well. So in the Devata, there are many, many categories. Request you to refer to Canto 3, Chapter 10, one of the last verses, where it is explained that Lord Brahma created 8 categories of superhuman beings. Among the 8 categories, there are 5 categories of Devatas and 3 categories of non-Devatas. The 3 categories of non-Devatas are, 1 category is Asuras, 2nd category is Yakshas and Rakshasas, and 3rd category is Bhuta Preta Pishashas. These 3 are not Devatas. But there are 5 categories. They are actually part of Devatas. 5 different categories of Devatas. One is the main Devatas, consisting of Adityas, Rudras, Vatu, Vasus, Maruts, and Agni Devatas, and Ashwini Devatas, like that. They are all main Devatas, one category. The second category Devatas are Gandharvas and Apsaras. Third category of Devatas are Siddhas, Charanas, Vidyadharas. The fourth category of Devatas are Gandharvas, Apsaras, Siddhas, Charanas, Vidyadharas, the main Devatas. The fourth category of Devatas are Sadhyas and Pitrus. They are one category. Sadhyas and Pitrus are also one category of Devatas. So who is the fifth category? Kinnaras and Kimpurushas are the fifth category of Devatas. Like this, there are 5 categories of Devatas. The main Devatas are the superior category of Devatas. Remaining all are lesser category of Devatas. So among the different lesser category of Devatas, the Pitrus also come. Pitrus are also Devatas, but lesser category of Devatas. So that is the understanding. As we read in Bhagavad Gita, Yanti Deva Vartam Deva. Those who want to go to Swargaloka to become one among the main Devatas, they are to worship Devatas. Pitrun Yanti Pitrun Vata. Those who want to go to Pitruloka, that is moon planet, they need to worship Pitrus. Bhutani Yanti Bhutejya. Those who want to go to the abode of the Bhuta Preta Pishashas, they need to worship Bhuta Preta Pishashas. Madhyaj Nopi Mantimam. Those who worship me, they will come to me. So that is the understanding. So like that. Pitrus are also part of Devatas, but lesser category of Devatas.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji. If Pitrus are Devatas, then what about our forefathers? I mean, they go to the Pitru Loka. So what are they then?
Okay. I'm sorry to give you this crude example, but I thought you all of you can relate to it. So the residents of America are Native Americans, the original Americans who are born and brought up in America. The Indians who travel to America by getting a visa, and eventually they may get a green card and they may stay there for longer time. Okay. And their children who are born in America, they might get American citizenship. But otherwise, those Indians who go to America as per their visa, they can stay in America only as long as their visa permits. After their visa gets expired, they need to come back to India. So, the Pitru Devatas are like the Native Americans. those who are born and brought up in America, and they are considered to be American native citizens. They are the Pitru Devatas. And our forefathers, some people like that, those who had a desire to go to Pitru Loka, they undertake all the necessary sadhana which will take them to Pitru Loka. Like all of us are practicing bhakti to go to Goloka Vrindavan. There are other sadhanas which are prescribed in the Vedas to go to Pitru Loka. If they follow those sadhanas, they will go to Pitru Loka. And as long as their piety allows them to stay in Pitru Loka, they'll come back. As we study in Bhagavad Gita 9th chapter, Tetam Bhukta Sargalokam Vishalam Kshine Punne Martyalokam Vishanti. As long as their punya allows them to stay there, they'll stay there. Just like as long as the visa permits, 2-year visa, 3-year visa, 4-year visa, after that need to come back. And again perform punya, again go back. Again perform punya, again go back and come back. Something like that. Again, the visitors, those who go on work permit, they go to America. When their visa is over, they come to India again, they renew the visa, again go to America and come back, again renew, they go again, come back. Something like that.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna. Hare. Thank you so much.
Yes, go ahead. Other devotees, their questions. So here is a question. Since sun determines Rashi and Nakshatra, why it is called lunar calendar? Generally, all our festivals are based on Tithi. Whatever Tithi is there on that particular day, we perform that festival. Our Ekadashi is based on Ekadashi Tithi. Our Janmashtami, Ram Navami, very soon we are going to have Ram Navami, Gaur Purnima, they are all based on Tithis. That's why we call our calendar as lunar calendar. The Tithis are as per the moon position with respect to sun, and it is called lunar calendar. In that way. Okay. So if there are no further questions, we'll move on. Here is one interesting topic we are going to talk about. So one interesting discussion which all of you read through fourth canto. From that fourth canto, we are going to have it now. So now, before that, I just would like to just close this understanding. Now, if you see that, we were discussing about the calendar since yesterday, about based on the movement of sun and moon, we can have the explanation of all the formation of days and years, months, years, etc., etc. So in the modern science, or in our school days, we have heard that the earth is revolving around itself, because of which we have day and night, and the earth is also moving around sun in the counterclockwise direction, because of which we have year. When the earth moves around, makes one complete round around sun, that is called 1 year. When the earth makes around itself one round, Atma Raman, that is called one day. That is what the modern science says. That is what we have studied in the school, because of which our calendar is made. And we live with it. No problem. No issues. But Vedic literature say that the earth is stationary in the middle, but the sun is moving one round clockwise. That makes one day. But with respect to Kala Chakra, sun is also going counterclockwise, slowly, slowly, slowly. That makes months and years, 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 etc., etc. So this is Vedic understanding. Apparently, the explanation in our school text seems to be very simple. It is very easy to understand, very easy to accept, very easy to explain also. But currently what we are discussing seems to be a little technical, a little difficult. But if you pay a little attention, little time, it also becomes simple. So till it becomes simple, it seems very complicated. But if you pay a little time, a little attention, it also becomes very simple. So this is Vedic understanding of the calendar. Vedic understanding of the movement of sun and moon. The Vedic understanding of the passing of days and nights, passing of weeks, passing of months, passing of the years, etc., etc. So this is the only difference between the school textbook explanation and Bhagavatam explanation. So it is like that.
Hare Krishna Prabhu.
Hare
Krishna. Short clarification with respect to what you said just now. Did you say sun and the moon go clockwise and the entire other time wheel moves anti-clockwise? Did you say that way, or did I understand wrongly, Prabhu?
one second. So this is our Vedic understanding. All the grahas move, always move in the clockwise direction. But with respect to Kala Chakra, since all the grahas, especially the sun and moon, are lagging behind every day 1 degree and 13 degrees respectively, we see them moving counterclockwise with respect to Kala Chakra, as you see in the animation now. So now we see the relative speed of the sun and moon with respect to Kala Chakra. So they seems to be moving in the counterclockwise direction.
So it seems it's not really moving that way. It's just it's just a visual representation. That's it.
Yes.
All go in the same clockwise direction.
They always move in the clockwise. Every day they move in the clockwise direction only. They always move like this only. But with respect to Kala Chakra, they are lagging behind with respect to the starting point of the Kala Chakra.
Understand. So to make up that whatever after X number of years or time to make up that speed or to make up to that particular point, the respective the grahas or the planets could move anti-clockwise to come back to the point, is it? To the start point.
No, anti-clockwise motion is only apparent motion. It is not a real motion.
Okay.
With respect to Kala Chakra, it seems to be moving backward, but they never go backward.
Seems to be. Okay. Yeah. Seems to be. Okay. Thank you. Sorry, Prabhu, to interrupt. Let me understand this. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
So now, in our Vedic, everything is moving clockwise. And since there is a difference in speeds between Kala Chakra and sun and moon, we have that apparent motion. And with that, we can explain day, months, years, etc. Everything we can explain. So now, the next point is, in our school text, we have studied that the sun is stationary and earth is moving around itself in the counterclockwise direction, because of which we are having day and night experience. And the earth also moves around sun in the counterclockwise direction. As a result of that, we have a year. And here, without having the requirement of the earth to move around itself or around sun, we are explaining the day and night and years with the movement of sun only. This is the difference between the school book explanation and Bhagavatam explanation. Both are correct only. There is nothing wrong in that also. But the point of reference is different. Here in our Bhagavatam, the point of reference is both pole star as well as the earth globe. Sun is revolving around it. In the school textbooks, we studied that the reference point is sun, which is stationary in the middle, and all the planets are moving around sun. That is being said there. So this is the difference. So now, since all the planets are moving around pole star, the role of pole star we are going to study now. One interesting significance point with respect to pole star, we are going to take from fourth canto. So here is a shloka in fourth canto, which is spoken by Suruchi. When Dhruva wanted to sit on the lap of Uttanapada along with Uttama, the Uttanapada had two wives, Suruchi and Suniti. Suruchi had a son known as Uttama. Suniti had a son known as Dhruva. Uttama had already sat on the lap of Uttanapada, seeing that Dhruva also wanted to sit on the lap of Uttanapada. So that time, as he was climbing above, Suruchi suddenly comes and grabs Dhruva and throws him aside and tells this verse. Worshipping Lord Vishnu by performing austerities and by the mercy of Lord Vishnu, place yourself in my womb. That means, die now, worship Lord Vishnu, get his mercy and die and enter my womb and take birth from my womb, if at all you want to sit on the lap of your father. These are the harsh words spoken by Suruchi. Dhruva becomes unhappy. His father also did not say anything. He goes to his mother and he explains everything what had happened. Suniti, understanding the predicament, in order to pacify his son, she says that, if at all, my dear son, you desire to be seated like your brother on the lap of your father, then, without envy of Suruchi, execute the true words uttered by Suruchi, that worship the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord. I don't have any authority, any qualification to fulfill your desire, because your father never considered me as his wife, even as a maid servant. Even if I request your father, he may not listen to me. The only one person who can fulfill your desire is Lord Vishnu. If you worship Lord Vishnu, as it is said by your stepmother, Suruchi, by the blessings of Lord Vishnu, you can get the qualification to sit on the lap of your father. Then Dhruva says, so if I worship the Supreme Lord, Lord Vishnu, then will I enter into the womb of that sinful woman by worshipping Lord? So why you want me to enter into the womb of that sinful woman by worshipping Lord Vishnu? Then Sunati says that, no, not like that. You don't have to enter into the womb of your stepmother. Without that also, you can get the authority to sit on the lap of your father. What to speak of sitting on the lap of your father, you can get much more. To what extent? Then she says, Yasyangri padnam paricharya vishwa vibhavaya anvita gunadipe ajodishtatitkalo parameshtyam padam jitatma swasana abhivandyam. She says that, no, I am not saying that by worshipping Lord Vishnu, you will enter into the womb of Suruchi. Not that. But by worshipping the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu, who is worshipped by those who control the mind and breath by performing Ashtanga Yoga and other things, and who assume Sattvaguna for maintaining the universe, Lord Brahma attained his supreme position. Lord Brahma, by worshipping Lord Vishnu, attained the post of Lord Brahma. If you worship Lord Vishnu, you can attain position superior to Lord Brahma. What to speak of Lord Brahma's position? Then don't worry about sitting on the lap of your father, sitting on the throne of your father. Forget about all those things. By worshipping Lord Vishnu, your grandfather Lord Brahma attained, your great grandfather Lord Brahma attained his position as Brahma. If you worship Lord Vishnu, you can attain much more superior to that of Lord Brahma. Therefore, quickly go away from here. Then please go to forest and worship Lord Vishnu. As a result of that worship of Lord Vishnu, you will get a position much superior to that of Lord Brahma. Because Lord Brahma got his position by worshipping Lord Vishnu. Then she says that, my dear son, do not lament. The Lord, do not lament that if you go to forest, you will miss me. Don't worry. The Lord will have more affection for you than the affection of millions of mothers like me. If you worship Lord Vishnu, if you have darshan of Lord Vishnu, you will get the affection of thousands of mothers like me. Don't worry about me. Don't worry about the love that you receive from me. Then she says that, by worshipping Lord Vishnu, Swayambhu Manu, your grandfather, worshipping Lord with concentrated intelligence, with great charity and sacrifices, achieved happiness on the earth. He attained full happiness on the earth and in heaven, and later he achieved liberation. He went back to Godhead, which are difficult to achieve by other means. It is only by worshipping Lord Vishnu one can get happiness in the earth and happiness of the heaven, and eventually one can go back home back to Godhead. If at all you want to attain happiness here and happiness in the upper planets, and I want to go back home back to Godhead, please worship Lord Vishnu like your grandfather. Then, as Dhruva goes to forest in order to worship Lord Vishnu as indicated by his mother, Narada Muni comes in between and tells that, so my dear son, don't take the harsh words of your stepmother so seriously. You are a small child. This time is meant for play. Forget about all this and go home and play. Then Dhruva says that, so my dear Narada Muni, don't disturb me. Don't deviate me. Then he says that, padam tribhuvanotkrushtam jigisho sadhu artmame bruhi asmat pitribir brahman anyer api anadishtitam. Ho brahmana, ho Narada Muni, please tell the correct method for me who is desiring the best position in the three worlds. I am only desiring the topmost position among the universe, among the three worlds, which has not been attained by my forefathers or others. My grandfather attained something as a position of the Manu. My great grandfather attained the position of Brahma, the creator of the entire universe. I want to attain that position which is not even attained by my father, my grandfather Manu, my great grandfather Lord Brahma. If at all you can tell me a bona fide path following which I can attain that, please tell me. Otherwise, leave me. Go away from me. So understanding the determination of Narada, Dhruva, Narada tells him to go to Madhuvan and perform the worship of Lord Vishnu, performing austerities, etc. etc. As a result of that, eventually in 6 months, Lord Vishnu appears. And then Lord Vishnu blesses him saying that, Tato gantasi mastanam, my dear Dhruva, in this entire universe, I can't see anything superior to the position of Lord Brahma's place. There is only one place which is superior to the position of Lord Brahma, that is my own abode. I will give you my own abode. Please go there. I give you my own eternal abode, which is not attained by anyone else in the past. Please go there and live long. And now, kindly understand that Dhruva is not asking for a place. He is asking for the position. By worshipping Lord Vishnu, Swayambhuva Manu attained the position of Manu. By worshipping Lord Vishnu, Lord Brahma attained the position of Lord Brahma, that is the creator of the entire universe. And Dhruva wanted to attain the position superior to that of Brahma. So Lord Vishnu said that, among all the devatas who are there in the universe, every devata has a special duty to perform in this universe. Like that, Lord Vishnu's seva is to destroy the universe. Lord Brahma's duty is to create the living entities within the universe. And my duty is to maintain the universe. So superior to destruction is creation. Because destruction is the activity of ignorance. Superior to ignorance is mode of passion. Creation is the activity of mode of passion. And maintenance is the activity of mode of goodness. And goodness is superior to passion. So superior to the function of Lord Brahma is the function of Lord Vishnu. That is the maintaining the universe. So Lord Vishnu says that, I will give you my service of maintaining the entire universe unto you. So now the universe is maintained by Dhruva himself. It is given to Dhruva by Lord Vishnu. Currently Dhruva Maharaj is staying in Dhruva Loka, having attained the responsibility of Lord Vishnu, and now Dhruva Maharaj is personally maintaining the entire universe. That's why in previously we have shown in the many images that all the planets are revolving around Dhruva. So it is Dhruva. Dhruva Maharaj being situated in Dhruva Loka, controlling the movements of all the planets, all the grahas, nakshatras, all the tarakas, etc. etc. Everyone's movement is under the control of Dhruva, because it is the function of Lord Vishnu. Lord Vishnu gave that responsibility to Dhruva Maharaj. So it is like that. So that is the position is attained by Dhruva Maharaj. Generally we see that Dhruva attained Vaikuntha. He not only attained the abode of Lord Vishnu, he also attained the seva of Lord Vishnu. The seva of Lord Vishnu is to maintain the entire universe. Now Dhruva Maharaj is maintaining the universe on behalf of Lord Vishnu. He will maintain for the entire day of Lord Brahma, current day of Lord Brahma. Already half day is passed, other half day is remaining. After that, along with Lord Kyodaksha Vishnu, Dhruva Maharaj will go to Paravyoma, the Vaikuntha in the spiritual world. Till then, he stays in Dhruva Loka and maintains our universe. Not only Dhruva Maharaj, as Lord Narasingadev promised Prahlad Maharaj that not only you, but 21 generations in your lineage will also be delivered. So like that, all the descendants of Dhruva Maharaj are also delivered because Dhruva Maharaj became a pure devotee. They also went to Dhruva Loka and they are also assisting Dhruva Maharaj in looking after the welfare of the, in looking after the maintenance of the universe. And this is the lineage of the entire Dhruva Maharaj. From this chart, we understand who is doing what. What is the responsibility of the different people? Dhruva had two wives. One wife is Zila, who is the daughter of Vayu. Other wife is Brahmi, who is the daughter of Shishumara. The name is so special, they are directly connected to the whatever we have discussed till now. So now, Dhruva married Ila, who is the daughter of Vayu. So we discussed that Dakshinavruta Pravaha or Parvartaka Pravaha, which is actually moving all the planets, which is like the inconceivable force of the Supreme Lord. So, as a result of their marriage, they got one son who is known as Utkala and one daughter who is a very beautiful daughter. Utkala is not attached to the throne. So Utkala did not want to be the next king. So he took to Vanaprastha and renounced order and he went to the forest. He is not at all attached. Attachment means physical attachment. So now all the planets, all the stars are not physically attached to Dhruva. Instead, they are all connected to Dhruva. All the grahas, nakshatras and taraka, they are all connected to Dhruva Loka with a rope made up of wind. So wind is the connecting medium. Vayu is the connecting medium. Vata Rashmi, it is called as Vata Rashmi. With the help of a Vata Rashmi, all the planets, nakshatras, grahas and rashis and tarakas, they are all connected to Dhruva Loka through a rope made up of Vayu. They are called Vata Rashmi. So that is indicated by Utkala. Since Utkala is not attached to throne, they are not physically connected. And next, Dhruva, married Brahmi. Brahmi means Brahman. Being connected to Dhruva Loka with the ropes made up of Vata, wind, they are continuously revolving, making Shishumara at their center. Shishumara is basically that line which is connecting Dhruva Loka on the top and Bharatakanda below. That is called Shishumara planetary system. They are directly connected to Shishumara and they are doing Brahman. Every day they are rotating around Dhruva Loka. Every day they are making one revolution around Dhruva Loka. So by marrying Dhruva, Dhruva marrying Brahmi, he gave birth to Kalpa and Vastara. So how long they will continue to rotate? For one Kalpa, for one day of Lord Brahma. How long that Kalpa is there? The duration of Kalpa can be understood by number of years. One Kalpa, one day of Brahma will be having 1000 Chaturyugas. So one Chaturyuga will be having 4 Yugas, Satya, Treta, Dwapara and Kali. So one Chaturyuga will last for 43,20,000 years. So then that is 4.32 million years. So one Kalpa will be 4.32 billion years. So 1 year is called as one Vastara. So Vastara is another sun. So it is like that. So though the planets all rotate around the Dhruva Loka for one Kalpa, one day of Brahma, their rotation can be understood in terms of the years. Year is called one Vastara. And this Vastara married Swarviti. So where the planets will be rotating? The planets will be rotating in the heavenly abodes, in the Bhuvarloka and Swargaloka abode. Viti means colony. Swarviti means the heavenly colonies. They will be revolving in the heavenly region and the Bhuvarloka region. So it's like that. So when Vastara married Swarviti, they gave birth to 6 sons. The 6 sons are corresponding to 6 seasons. Pushparna, Tigmaketu, Isha, Urja, Vasu and Jaya. So in 1 year, in one Vastara, there are 6 seasons. The 6 suns are corresponding to 6 seasons. Basically, there are 6 precedent deities over 6 seasons. So Pushparna is the spring season. Among all seasons, spring is most desired one. So spring season. So spring season married 2 wives, Dosha and Prabha. Dosha means in every season there are 60 days. 2 months basically, 60 days. In every day there are 2 divisions, daytime and nighttime. Prabha is the daytime, Dosha is the nighttime. So Pushparna married daytime, and in the daytime there are 3 divisions. Pratar, morning hours, Madhyana, afternoon hours, Saya, evening hours. In entire day we have 12 hours. So 4 morning hours, 4 noon hours, 4 evening hours. Pratakala, Madhyana Kala, Sayam Kala. And Dosha is night. In the night also there are 3 parts. Pradosha, early night hours. Nishita, midnight hours. Vyushta, early morning hours. So like 6 p.m. to like how many hours? 4 hours. 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. Pradosha hours. 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Nishita hours. 2 a.m. to 6 a.m. Vyushta hours. So early morning hours are Vyushta, 2 to 6 a.m. So this Yushta married Pushkarini. So during those early morning hours, Sarvateja, the sun, will come out, will appear. So in the early morning, throughout the night, our eyes can't see anything since everything everywhere is darkness. But during the early morning hours, the sun appears to be rising from the Pushkarini, the eastern ocean that is called Pushkarini. Then our eyes get to see. So that early morning hours married, the early morning rising sun married Akuti. As a result of there is Chakshushamanu. Basically, Akuti indicates the early morning hours are favorable for performing bhakti. When we perform bhakti, we become like a devotee like Chakshushamanu. Chakshushamanu is considered to be a wonderful devotee. So we will attain the qualities of a Manu, a favorable devotee. So like that. So all these personalities are indicated by their service in those respective places. So like whatever details I mentioned, they are all shown here. So Dhruva resides in Dhruva Loka, and which is acting like a pivot for Jyotirganana, Mura, Nakshatrayanam. For the Rashis, Nakshatras, Grahas, Tarakas, everyone is revolving around Dhruva Loka. And he married Brahmi with the daughter of Shishumara, married Kalpa. Married Brahmi, daughter of Shishumara, gave birth to Kalpa and Vasara. So then married Ila, daughter of Vayu, gave birth to Utkala. So basically it said that all the planets and luminaries fixed in the zodiac revolve around the pole star in their respective orbits till the end of the Kalpa, propelled by wind. So being propelled by wind, they continuously revolve around pole star. So how long they rotate? They rotate for till the end of Kalpa. Zodiac with all the planet stars rotate with respect to until the end of Kalpa. So what is the connection of Utkala? Planets rotate constantly around Dhruva Loka by large inconceivable force connected by the rope made up of wind, Paravartaka Pravaha. And Vastara married Sarviti, and then six sons were there. Time taken by the planets to pass completely through the Antariksha along with the earth and heavenly planets with slow, quick and medium speeds is known as Samvastara. Basically, in 1 year, they make one round, all the different planets. The sun's 1 year is called Samvastara. The moon's 1 year is called Idavastara. The Jupiter's 1 year is called Parivastara. Nakshatra's 1 year is called Anavastara. And constellations 1 year is called Vastara. Some of the different names are there, etc., etc. And then the Supreme Lord divided himself into 12 forms and 6 seasons for purifying the activities of the people. The 6 seasons are Vasanta is Grishma, Varsha, Sharad, Hemanta and Shishira. The 6 suns are corresponding to 6 seasons. Pushparna is Vasanta. Then within every season, there are 60 days. Within every day, there are 2 parts, daytime and nighttime. So Prabha, the daytime married, the daytime will have 3 divisions. Pratakala, Madhyana Kala and Sayam Kala. The night time will also have three time periods. Early night, midnight and early morning or dawn hours. So during the dawn hours, at dawn, the bright sun, destroyer of the darkness of all directions, appears from the eastern ocean, that is Pushkarini. So externally, he will give us the brightness so that we can see with our eyes. And internally, sun is giving us the transcendental knowledge. So in that both the way, it is said. Chakshu means he is giving us Charma Chakshu and also Chatra Chakshu. And then in those morning hours when the sun is about to rise, if we perform sadhana under the guidance of one's spiritual master, we will become like a devotee like Chakshu Shamanu. By spiritual practice, one will be freed from all anarthas, headed by passion and lust, and one develops all divine qualities. So it's like that. So basically, this is taken from the commentary given by Veera Raghava Acharya, one of the Sri Vaishnava Acharya, who gave commentary to Srimad Bhagavatam. So from that commentary, this explanation is given about Dhruva Maharaj, his descendants, how they are connected to different things, etc. So this is how the Dhruva Maharaj and all his family members are currently staying in Dhruva Loka, on behalf of Lord Vishnu, they are looking after the maintenance of the universe. By controlling the motion of Kala Chakra, Nakshatra Chakra, Grahas, Tarakas, etc. etc. So that is how we have to understand. So now let us understand one interesting information, that how is it that on Earth, if we have one day over 24 hours and we have 1 year over 365 days, how come on the heaven they have one day over our 1 year? So with the help of the same simulation, we try to understand. Their 1 day is our 1 year. Their 1 month is our 30 years. Their 1 year is our 360 years. So now here is a small simulation just to understand that. Now accept the Saptarishi Mandal is like the heaven. So with respect to the Saptarishi Mandal, we are going to see how our 1 year is their 1 day. So before that, our 1 day is, our normal 1 day is the sun's movement around one time, around earth one time. So for example, we are in India. So when sun was here, that was early morning. When sun came here, that is noon. When sun came here, that is sunset. When sun is there, that is midnight. When sun came here, that is our next morning. So like that, 1 day complete for India. For Indians, when sun is here, sunrise, sun is here, noon, sun is here, sunset, evening 6 p.m. When sun is here, midnight, 12 midnight. When sun again came here, next day morning. Similarly, for the Americans, for America, people who are in America, when sun is here, it is sunset. When sun is here, it is midnight. When sun is here, it will be sunrise. When sun is here, it is noon. When sun is here, sunset. So based on the relative position of sun, they have morning, afternoon, evening, night, midnight, next morning, etc. Now, the same thing for the people who are living this part of the heaven, this part of the Saptarishi. Saptarishi also, and the Saptarishi Mandala also, there are four parts. This side, this side, this side, this side. Like Earth also, we have four different people, like here, 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 we discussed like that. So we are seeing for these people. For these people, since sun is there overhead, they will have noon time now. So now continue. Now I have selected 1 year. So what is happening for these people over 1 year, we see. For these people, now it was midday. So now it will be sunset. Sun is this side. The sun is going on the other side. Now it is midnight. And sun is about to rise, about to see now. Sun is rising now, morning. And it is became noon. So like that, our 1 year of sun moving through all the zodiac signs, it will be 1 day for them. Because this is not at all moving at all. So it is at a fixed place only like Earth. So sun making one round around the Saptarishi Mandal is there 1 day. Because when sun is here, it is noon for them. And the same sun when he goes here, it will be sun setting. And the same sun goes here, it will be midnight. And the same sun comes here, it will be next day sun rising. The same sun comes here, it will be night time. So it is like that. So now, previously we have said that when sun is moving from Mesha to Rishabha, that will be 1 month on earth. Similarly, for the Saptarishi moving from Mesha to Rishabha, that will be 1 month in the heaven. So now you see that. How long that will take? For the Saptarishi Mandal starting from Mesha to go to Rishabha, it will take 30 years. You can see 30 years above. So 30 years, they will have 1 month. So in the meantime, Saturn come to original position. So when they will have 1 year, so we said that our 1 year is sun covering 12 zodiac signs. So for them, they covering all the 12 zodiac signs is their 1 year. So that will take 360 years. As you see above, 360 years. So this is how in the heaven, because of the relative motion of the heavenly planets with respect to Kala Chakra and with respect to sun, their day and night are explained. Because they are moving very, very, very slow. Every day, they lag behind by Kalachakra by 1 by 360th degree. That means every day they cover 1 by 360th degree. For sun to cover 1 degree is 1 day for us. So for them to cover 1 degree is 1 day for them. So 1 day, how many times they have to revolve? 1 by 360. 1 upon 1 by 360. That will be 360 days will take for them to cover 1 degree. That will be 1 day for them. Our 365 days will be 1 day for them. Something like that. Our 1 year is 1 day for them. Our 30 years is 1 month for them. Our 360 years will be 1 year for them. So that is the effect of relative motion of all these different people, all the heavenly abodes with respect to Kala Chakra. So that's how in the heaven they have 1 year over 360 human years. So it is like that. Is it clear? Any questions based on our discussion till now?
So Prabhuji, in higher planets, the time is different because of their
relative motion
with Kala Chakra and their positioning, relative positioning with the sun.
Related to sun, yes. And yesterday we have seen that the sun and moon are having normal clockwise motion. But with respect to Kala Chakra, they are lagging behind at a different angle. So we have seen on the moon, on the Amavasya day it is dark.
Yes.
On the Purnami day it is full bright.
Yes.
So Amavasya is like the midnight for the people on the moon. And Purnami is like the midday for the people on the moon. It is fully bright.
Okay.
So for the darkness to full bright, it is taking 15 days approximately. So that is their midnight to midday. And midday to midnight, another 15 days. So on the moon, their daytime is 15 days, nighttime is 15 days.
Okay, on the moon it is different. Saptarishi planets, it is different. Okay.
Saptarishi planets are heaven, it will be different. It will vary.
It will vary, okay.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Prabhu. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dhanvat Pranams. Prabhuji, I have one question that you just mentioned. In the context of one universe, we are studying this, right, Prabhuji? So I was wondering, you know, there are multiple universes created, and you know, this question is always on my mind, like, you know, during the Mahapralaya, like all the universes are absorbed back into Mahavishnu. So I mean, since the timings are different and, you know, the spans, the, you know, the day and life spans in each planet itself, like we just saw, are different. So
yes.
How do we understand that, you know, the 100 years of Brahma here on in our universe, when the activities are winded up, that the other universe also, the 100 years of Brahma would be complete? Because, you know, the life of Brahma may be more there depending on the number of heads he has.
See, the creation of all the universes takes place at one time. The annihilation of all the universes takes place at other time. Only the size of the universe varies with the number of heads of Lord Brahma, not the duration. Duration will be same for all the universes. It won't change. Our Brahma has 100 years of lifespan, and other Brahmas also have 100 years of lifespan. The time will not change. The area will increase or reduce based on the number of heads of Lord Brahma.
Thank you, Prabhuji. My question was like, you know, supposing.
Yes.
Yeah, there is some question there. I'm just trying to phrase it properly. I'm just trying to see if any of the other planetary systems, the lifespans may be, you know, kind of compromised when the Mahapralaya takes place, Prabhuji.
Are you talking about the living entities within our universe, other universe?
Even within our universe.
No, kindly do not ask any question about other universes, because we don't have any information about other universes.
Yeah, like so I said, within, within, our,
So sure. There is no kind of compromisation. If something is happening, that means that is destined to happen like that. If something happens, if some tsunami comes, multiple thousands of people will die. So how can we explain what is the reason for their death? So like that, when pralaya comes, even though they want to live for long, that's all, they need to surrender to the destiny. They can't say no, no, not no, not no. They can't say like that.
Sure, Prabhu, thank you. I am I need to think about my question properly. I will get back. But thank you so much for this beautiful session yesterday. Okay. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Any other questions from any other devotees? Anything related to Dhruva or anything?
I had one question about Dhruva that you were explaining.
So yes,
Dhruva happened, say, in Satya Yuga, right, Prabhu? So before that, so this thing...
Oh, what is that? Can you repeat what? You said something.
Yeah, yeah. So Dhruva's episode happened, say, in Satya Yuga, right, Prabhu? Right? That certain point in Satya Yuga.
Satya Yuga of Swayambhu Manvantara, at the beginning of the day of Brahma. Yeah. Not this Satya Yuga. Long back, many, many...
Okay, long back. But before that also... Swami Manvantara. So before Dhruva taking the position, also these all were going on, right, Prabhu?
Yes, yes, they were all happening. Uh-huh. Lord Vishnu personally taking care of that.
Okay, the namings again we related with the Dhruva's family hierarchy. Okay.
Yes, yes, yes.
Thank you, Prabhu. Hare Krishna.
So after Dhruva, and then afterwards his other family members, they all entered into it.
Thank you, Prabhu. Hare Krishna.
It's like that. Yes, any other devotees? Any question?
Prabhuji, there's one more question in the chat.
Okay. Is Dhruva Loka is called Vishnu Loka? Is that the same place where Kshudakshaya Vishnu resides? Yes. Dhruva Loka is also called as Vishnu Loka or Vishnupada. It is where Kshudakshaya Vishnu was staying previously. And since Dhruva Maharaj performed wonderful bhakti, Lord Vishnu gave his own abode to Dhruva. The entire area was given to Dhruva, and it's small in one corner within the milk ocean and one small island. He himself is residing now. Now he has become a tenant in Dhruva Loka. Now Dhruva Loka, the Vishnu Loka which was belonging to Lord Vishnu, now it belongs to Dhruva. So it's like that. Okay, any other questions? If there are no questions, I just added a couple of slides. We'll go through these three slides and just this about Sankalpa Mantra, and then we'll close for today. This is one of, I just copied from the one of the old slides. It is for 2017. Sri Govinda 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 Asya Sri Bhagavata Mahapurushasya Vishnur Ajnaya Pravartamanasya. So before this, there is actually one slide. Adya Brahmana. From the point of Lord Brahma's birth, Dvitiya Parardhe, in the second half of Lord Brahma's lifespan, first Parardha, first 50 years already passed, Dvitiya Parardhe, Vaivashvata Manvantare, in the second part of the Lord Brahma's lifespan, in the 51st year, first month, first day, which is called Shvetakalpe, because during that day, Lord Vishnu appeared as Shweta Varaha, so it is called as Shweta Kalpa. Within that, Vaivashvata Manvantara, within that Shweta Kalpa, there are 14 Manvantaras, out of which 6 already passed. Now currently we are going through 7th Manvantara. Vaivashvata Manvantare, within that Vaivashvata Manvantara. So within that Vaivashvata Manvantara, Ashta Vimshati Tame, the 28th Chaturyuga, 27 Chaturyuga has already passed, 28 Chaturyuga is going on. Kali Yuga, within that 28 Chaturyuga, Satya Treta Dwapara already passed, Kali Yuga has just started. Within that Kali Yuga, Pratama Pade, the first quarter, the entire Kali Yuga can be divided into 4 quarters, out of which the first quarter is currently going on. And then it comes to the place, Jambu Dvipe, we are living in Bhumandala, out of the 14 grand systems, we are living in Bhuloka. In Bhuloka, we are living in Jambu Dvipa, Jambu Dvipe. Bharatavarsha. Within Jambudvipa, we are living in Bharatavarsha. And then within Bharatavarsha, we are living in Bharatakande. And where is that Bharatakande? Meroho Dakshina Parshve. Toward the southern side of Dakshina, so the southern side of Mount Meru. Meroho Dakshina Parshve. And then Mama Swagruhe, Mama Devata Sanedo, like that they say. After that, when it comes to the play time, especially, Asmin Vartamane Vyavharike, in the current raining period, now, in the current period now raining. So within the first quarter of the current Kali Yuga, the 28th Kali Yuga of the Vaivashvata Manvantara, of the Shweta Varaha Kalpa. So every year has a different name. There are 60 names for 60 subsequent years. Prabhavadi Shashti Samvastarana Madde. The 60 years start with Prabhava. They are called as the different names, Prabhava, etc., etc. Prabhava, etc., etc. Hevilambi Nama Samvastare. In the year 2017, that year called as Hevilambi. It has begun on March 28th. That means the Ugadi happened on March 28th. And that year ended on March 17, the next year, 2018. And March 18, 2018 will be the next year. Yesterday we discussed one lunar year stays for 355 days, 10 days earlier to the solar year. So the year began March 28th. The next year will begin March 18th, 10 days earlier. That is to 355 days. Dakshinayane. So since we are seeing that Kankalpa Mantra for October 5th, 2017, Thursday. October 5th is somewhere during Kartika month. So that will be in Dakshinayana. Because January to July will be Uttarayana. July to January will be Dakshinayana. So Dakshinayana starts on July 17th, ends on January 14th. And during that October, it was Sharad Ritu, autumn season. Sharad Ritu. So Sharad Ritu will consist of Kanya Rashi and Tula Rashi, or Ashwina and Kartika months, two lunar months. So then, which month is going on? According to lunar calendar, it is Ashwina month, Ashvaija mass. According to solar calendar, the sun is in Kanya Rashi. Ashwini mass started on 20th September. It will be there all the way up to 20th October, that time. And Kanya, and sun enters from Kanya to Virgo on 17th September at midnight 54 a.m. So moon sign was Meena. The moon was in Meena Rashi. And on that particular day, sun was in Kanya Rashi to Virgo. It is entering into Virgo. Sun was in Kanya. Shukla Pakshe. That time bright fortnight is going on. So it was from 20th September to 5th October. Guru Vasara, it was Thursday. Guru Vasara is called as Thursday. It the date, recent deity of the day is Guru, Jupiter. So then, Purnamasyam, Shubatitau. It was Purnima, the 15th Tithi. Purnima started on October 15th at 1:47 a.m., etc. That day sunrise was 6:29 a.m. The moonrise was 18:20 p.m. So something like that. That is 6:20 p.m. And Purnami, when sun is setting, evening at see, around 6:30, the moon will be rising. Whole night we'll get to see the moon. So it is like that. Uttara Padrapada Nakshatra Yuktayam. That day moon was in Uttara Padrapada Nakshatra. And then other details are there. So like that, all those details that are discussed till now can be understood by hearing the Sankalpa Mantra. Every day morning, the traditional temples in India, at the time of waking up the deity, after waking up the deity, they actually recite the Sankalpa Mantra in order to indicate what is the time now, what is the place where we are performing these auspicious samskaras, etc., etc. Even in our respective homes, when we perform auspicious ceremonies such as name giving ceremony, Upanayana ceremony, Vivaha ceremony, this Sankalpa Mantra is recited at the beginning of the ceremony, at the commencement of the ceremony, and praying to the Devatas that, so my dear Devatas, please, I am making a vow that I want to perform the samskara at so-and-so place at so-and-so time. Please, all of you, show your mercy so that the samskara can be completed successfully. That was the whole idea. So like that, so all these details have are actually part of our daily routine activities. Some of us might be doing, some of us might not be doing. But in our lifespan, lifetime, we are certainly exposed to those daily rituals. During the marriage, during the some samskara, here and there, attending somebody's marriage, we get to hear these sankalpa mantras, etc., which talk about all these things which we discussed till now, etc. So that is enough for today. We'll stop here. And whenever we get time in the future, we will discuss about Uttarayana Dakshinayana concept. With the help of this Uttarayana Dakshinayana concept, we can explain about, we can understand about the seasons, and we also understand about the eclipses. So whenever the organizers can find some time, we can have one more class where we can discuss the concept of Uttarayana Dakshinayana and also passing of seasons and eclipses, solar eclipse and lunar eclipse. Hare Krishna. So it's already time now. We'll stop here. Thank you very much. I'm really sorry if it is too technical. I don't know whether you have understood or not. Anyway, our class has been recorded. You can go through it. All these details are explained in our book, Bhagavad Cosmology. You can go through that book also. So you just need to discuss among yourself to get more clarity. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, thank you so much for such a beautiful, beautiful class. We are very grateful. As you said, we have to hear again and again to understand it very nicely. Thank you, Prabhuji. So if there are no more questions, with your permission, we can end the call here for today, Prabhu.
Yes.
I would like to offer my... Yes, Prabhuji.
Like in school also, we have not heard everything first time only. School, we have heard from teacher, we studied, we did homework, we wrote exams, unit tests, then we have understood. Here also, we need to do some homework, then only we'll understand. So this is my request to all. Thank you very much.
Sure, Prabhuji, definitely. Vachakalpa taropyasya kripa jay Srila Prabhupada Prabhuji ki jay.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Radhe Radhe.
Radhe Radhe.